a day that we will rejoice and be glad in it. So good to be standing on holy grounds and feel the presence of an almighty God this morning. God has been moving by His Spirit, and we realize today that it's not by our might, it's not by our power, but it's by His Spirit. I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about today ministering the Word of God. I'm also excited about December the 8th and the 9th and the 10th. It's going to be a great time for us to reach the homeless. We're going downtown Washington, D.C. We'll also be going to one shelter here in the city. And we need help. We need help on Friday night from 6 to 9. We're going to be putting sandwiches together and bagging up the sandwiches and water and putting it in a bag, getting it ready to reach people with the gospel. We need your help to come and fill up shoe boxes. We're planning on taking out about 200 shoe boxes to bless the people that's homeless and sleeping on the grates and underneath the bridges in Washington, D.C. I'm excited about going. When I look at things like this, I look at my life, how God changed my life 28 years ago. So I know the God that I serve, He's able, and I want to thank you in advance. Come and help us. And also on Friday night, while we are packing, I'm going to order some Domino's pizza. Glory to God. It's going to be some kind of good. We're going to eat pizza and just have a wonderful time. And then on Saturday morning, the men have agreed. They're going to fix a big breakfast for us. The men's ministry, Rick heads it up, and Julian and all those that work with them. It's going to be a great time, a big breakfast. They do an outstanding job, and we're looking forward to that. Come, that's going to be at 7:30 in the morning. We're going to return back to the church about 4 o'clock. You can sign up, see us. You can see Dottie, see myself. Some of our team members will be out. You can sign up. And if you can't make all of those, just come and be with us and help us with that. And then Sunday, we'll be going downtown, picking some of them up and bringing them to church and giving them a wonderful meal. It's going to be a great time in the Lord. I love what First Assembly does here. We've been doing this now, I know, for at least 26 years. And if you come and be a part of that, it's a great outreach. Come and be a part. It's going to be a great time. We're going to get right into the Word of God this morning. I want you to open your Bibles up to Psalms 136, verse 1. Psalms 136. My God, I eat so much Thursday, I like to hurt myself. Anybody else hurt themselves? 1, 2, 3. Amen. I got up this morning, I guess about 5. I'm an early bird. And I was looking for something to give me a good laugh. And I thought this was pretty good. I was sitting at the table drinking my coffee, having my devotions with Phyllis. And I read this to her and she fell out laughing. This is what it said. It said the high school coaches in Louisiana went to a coach's retreat. To save money, they had to room together. No one wanted to room with Coach Wright because he snored so bad. They decided it's not fair to make one of them stay with him the whole time, so they voted to take turns. Coach Clyde slept with him, and he comes to breakfast. The next morning, hair all messed up, eyes all bloodshot. They said, man, what happened to you? He said, Coach Wright snored so loud, I watched him all night long. Well, the next night, it's Coach Billy's turn. In the morning, the same thing, hair all standing up, eyes all bloodshot. They said, man, what happened to you? You look awful. He said, hey, man, Coach Wright shakes the roof. I watched him all night long. The third night is Coach Peter's turn. The next morning, he comes to breakfast, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, looks at the guys and say, good morning, you all. They can't believe it. They said, man, what happened? He said, well, I'll tell you this. We get ready for bed. I tuck Coach Wright into bed. I kiss him good night, and he watched me all night. Oh, to God. So we got a good laugh for breakfast this morning. Amen. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Let's get in the Word this morning. Psalms 136, the Word of God reads this morning, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever." Let us pray. Father, we thank You for Your Word this morning. We thank You that You are God, and besides You, there is no other God. And I pray this morning that You would touch every individual in here this morning. In the wonderful name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, we give You all the praise and all the glory. Bless Your people today, in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of my message this morning that God laid on my heart is important to give God thanks. It's very, very important that we give God thanks and give Him praise. And when I think about giving God praise and being a giver, the Word of God says in Luke chapter 6, verse 38, it says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that you met withal, it shall be measured unto you again." So perhaps David, glory to God, when I look at Psalms 136, I look at the time when David danced around the altar. He danced for joy. And glory to God, he understood what it was to dance in the Spirit. The Bible says this in 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 14. "And David danced before the Lord with all his might." This was a time he was happy when Psalms, and he was looking and preparing. And this was a time when the ark was returned to Jerusalem. And picture him going to his room and pinning down this psalm and realizing that the ark had returned to his home. The Ark of the Covenant rested in the Holy of Holies, where God's presence dwelled with His people. It was a sacred place. Glory to God. It was a piece of furniture. It always preceded the Israelites into battle. 26 times we find in our text this morning the word mercy. When I think about the word mercy, His mercy endures forever. The word mercy means pity in action. The word endurance means abide as heaven. In other words, God's pity in action abides as long as heaven abides. How many know this morning there is a heaven? There is a heaven this morning. So when I think about God's mercy and I think about His grace and endurance, Psalms 136 is a chat. It was also sung responsibly. Glory to God. The priests and the choir would join the response to singing, and the choir and the people would do so. They would come together and they would sing, and they would sing praises unto God. And when I think about Psalms 136, the psalm is continued exaltation of praise of God for unending display of His mercy. What would we be this morning without God's grace and His mercy in our lives? When I think about the mercy of God, and I think about the Word of God this morning, be thankful this morning, because it's a good thing to express God and how much we appreciate Him this morning. Well, the Bible even teaches us in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. The Word of God says this, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God." God still works on our side when we are thankful and we are exalting Him and giving Him praise and glory. It's a good thing to give thanks. How many know I was very thankful for Thursday? My God, that turkey and that ham and that beef and those green beans, those collard greens. Come on, church. Glory to God. Glory to God. Had a little fat back in the greens. Come on, church. Glory to God. I was very thankful. And I'm thankful this morning that God is still on the throne. The Bible says, it's in James 1:17, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, the coming down from the Father of light, in whom there is no variation, neither shadow of turning." I'm thankful this morning. I'm thankful this morning that me and Phyllis are able to give to the poor. We're able to give to First Assembly. We're able to reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 9:7, "Every man according to the purpose in his heart. So let him give, not grudgingly, not of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." How many know God has blessed First Assembly? We are blessed, amen? And it's good to give back to what God has given us. It is good. It is a good thing to give. Say this with me this morning. Say, it is a good thing to give to God. Give God praise right now. Come on, church. It's a good thing. Glory to God. It's a good thing to give. My number one point this morning, God is perfect. So when I think about God being perfect, the word perfect in the Bible can and does mean complete or finished. Jesus was made perfect through suffering. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10, For it became him to whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captains of their salvation perfect through suffering. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8 and 9, it tells us, though he were yet a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. He completed and fulfilled God's plan as our Savior this morning. Our Savior this morning is Jesus Christ, and he is the Savior of the world. The Bible teaches us about love. It teaches us about love. We give. We love people. We even have to love our enemies. We have to love those that come against us. We have to keep standing on the Word of God. The Bible even says this. When I looked the Word up and I looked at some scripture about loving your enemies, the Bible says in Matthew 5:44, but I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for them which despise and use you and persecute you. The Bible says in Matthew 5:45, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and also on the unjust. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 46, for the love them that hate you. Glory to God. My God, I guess I'm preaching. Glory to God. Amen. That was my amen. Amen. So much going on now. Did you see my head go up? Glory to God. But when I think about the Word of God this morning, Matthew 5:46, if you love them that love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans and the same. When I look at things and I think about the Word of God and I think about Jesus, church, we need to go deeper in the things of God. Perfect can also have the meaning of maturity and grow up. The Apostle Paul talks about the word perfect. And this is what Paul said about perfect. He said in Philippians chapter 3, verse 15, let us therefore, as many be perfect, be thus minded. And if you're anything otherwise minded, God shall reveal even unto you. Glory to God. When I think about being perfect, how many thank God for the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ, that he died, he rose again, he is alive, that perfect sacrifice this morning. Glory to God. And Jesus became perfect, and he wants us as a church to be more like him, to follow the verses. And I think about the Word of God. Glory to God. How can we grow? How can we be mature in the things of God? Well, the Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, it said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present yourself a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect will of God. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13:11, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I came a man, I put away childish things. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity thoughts to the obedience of Christ. And church, I have good news this morning. How many know that God is on your side this morning, and you will not be defeated? God will bring you through by the power of God. If you believe it, give God some praise right now. How many thank you? Thankful that God fights our battle. Glory to God. God fights our battle. And church, glory to God, when we give, we will see great things happen for the glory of God. Glory to God. When I thank God this morning, I thank God for the word of God, because Psalms 18:30 says, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler of all those that trust in him. When I look at some of the things about being perfected by God, first of all, this morning, how many know that God is eternal this morning? Glory to God. The Bible teaches us the eternity of God. He always was. He always is. He always exists. He's always on time. He's never late. He's never made a mistake. He shows up just in time. And the Bible says, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Glory to God. The Bible says in Job 36:26, behold, God is great, and we know him not, neither can the numbers of his years be searched out. The Bible says, glory to God, in Psalm 48:14, for this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide from even unto death. The Bible says in Psalms 106:48, blessed be the Lord of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, amen, praise the Lord. How many know he is eternal? He is everlasting to everlasting. He is a good God. Come on, church. He is a good God this morning. Glory to God. He is a good God. People say, well, Brother Mahan, how do you know God is a good God? I feel like my help is getting ready to come on right now. Glory to God. How do I know he's a good God? If he can reach down and save a man like Gerald Mahan and restore back everything the devil stole, how many know my God is a good God? My God is a deliverer. My God is a healer. My God is a miracle worker. My God is still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And when I think about God being a good God, how many know God is good to his people? Has he been good to you? If he been good to you, let me see you give him some praise right now. Come on, church, has he been good to you? Come on, church, my God has been good. My God has been good to me. Glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. God is a good God. I preached to Phyllis this morning, 5:00. She said, Gerald, I know I should have slept another hour. Glory to God. But the Bible tells us about God as a good God. When I look at the word of God, the Bible says this. In Psalms 145:9. The Lord is good to all. His tender mercies are over all his works. The Bible teaches us in Romans 2. Go over to God. Chapter 2:4. The goodness of the Lord leads thee into repentance. God is all knowing. God is all knowing. How many know God knows everything? Glory to God. I heard somebody say the other day, I was looking at TV, somebody made a statement and said, he made God. I said, man, turn that station. Come on, church. God was there. Amen. God is a good God. Glory to God. The Bible teaches us in Romans 2:4, the goodness of the Lord leads thee to repentance. God is all-knowing. How do you know he's all-knowing? He's all-seeing. He's all-knowing. He's everything. Glory to God. Everything that happens in the past, the present, and the future, he is there. The Bible says in Psalms 139:4, for there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. The Bible says in Psalms 145:5, God is our Lord and our great power. His unending is infinite. When I think about the word of God, Hebrews 4:13, neither is there salvation, glory to God, any other creature that is not manifested in his sight, but all things, Hebrews 4:13, all things are naked and open before him. And church, we must serve him. We must realize that God is all present. Glory to God, when we give, God will bless you like never before. We can see great things happen when we give this Thanksgiving. Let's be givers today. This Thanksgiving week, let's be givers today. The Bible says in Colossians 1:17, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. Not only is He all God, but He is almighty today. Glory to God. The name Almighty implies that God has all the might He needs to do anything He wants to do. Glory to God. He's everything. The Bible says in Jeremiah 32:27, one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. It says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? There's absolutely nothing too hard for God. You might be here this morning saying, Brother Mahan, I got a family member that's away from God. How many know God can save that family member? God can bring that family member around. He can change his life. There is nothing too hard for God. Glory to God. God is almighty. God is, and I want you to know this morning, I read over in Revelations 1:8. It said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, said the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. When I think about the Word of God, Jesus is perfect. He's that perfect gift because God gave Himself. Glory to God. I give thanks to Him this morning. Glory to God. I give thanks to Him this morning because He's perfect this morning. I give praise to Him this morning. My second point, that God is personal. Amen. Glory to God. This is why we need a personal relationship with God. When I think about God is personal, I think about there's a scripture that I love so much. Glory to God about being personal. The Apostle Paul said this. I quote it all the time. I love this scripture. And the Bible says about being personal. He said in Philippians 3:10, that I might know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering be made conformable unto His death. He understood what it was to have a personal relationship with God. The Bible teaches us, glory to God, that God who reaches out to us. And church, if it ever been a time we need a relationship with God. The holidays are here, Christmas are coming up, and people are feeling like they're in this thing all along. But there is a God that's there for you. The Bible says in John 1:14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Bible says in John 3:16, most of y'all probably could quote this, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Glory to God. God's love is personal. He knows what's going on. Glory to God. And I'm here to tell you this holiday, keep looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Don't give up, because God will fight your battle, and the battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. The Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, that the Spirit of the living God will raise up a standard. The Bible teaches us that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, it dwells within you. And the Bible says He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. And church, I'm here to tell you, the holidays are coming up and Christmas is here, coming around the corner. But I got good news for you. How many know it's all about celebrating Jesus? It's all about reaching people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Somebody ought to give God some praise right now. Come on, church. First Assembly, we're going to turn the city upside down. Gospel of Jesus Christ. God loved us. Glory to God when we were doing our own thing. When I think about the Word of God, part of our fruit is being a giver of our time, being a giver of our talent, being a giver of our finances. The Bible says in Romans 5:8, but God commended His love towards us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The Bible teaches us in Romans 5:10, for if when you were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, even much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. God is a God of mercy also. A God of mercy. When I think about the God of mercy, There's a scripture. How many know I love the scriptures? Your Bible says in Titus 3:5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us through his washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. The Bible teaches us in Psalms 116 verse 5, gracious is the Lord in righteousness. Our God is merciful. The Bible says in Psalms 145 verse 8 and 9, the Lord is gracious, full of compassion, slow to anger, and great mercy. The Lord is good all the time, and his tender mercies are all over his works. Jesus came to point us to the Father. And when I think about the Father, John the Baptist pointed the way. Glory to God, to Jesus. He said, John said this. He said in John 1:8, he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Glory to God. John 12:32, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto myself. Jesus said this. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man come to the Father but by me. Church, because of what Jesus did, it's good to be a giver. If God has blessed us, how many know we should be givers? Come on, church. Glory to God. Say this with me. Glory to God. I want you to say this with me. Put your hands like this. Come on, if you don't have your hands up, I'm coming to get you. I mean, look. Bob, you got your hands up? Say this morning, say, God has given to us, and we should give back. Come on. Come on, you got to put it out there. Come on. Come on, y'all. Let's see if we can hit it at the same time. If God has given to us, we should give back. Give God praise. Glory to God. God is a giver. Glory to God. He gave his son. Glory to God. God's gift to us was so personal that he promised to meet all our needs. God meets all our needs. Glory to God. Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. I was traveling this week, went up to Connecticut. But on the way back, I told my daughter them, I told Phyllis them, I said, you know what? I just want to stop in Cracker Barrel and get me a bowl of pinto beans. Come on, I'm a West Virginia boy. Come on, church. West Virginia boy, I love pinto beans with cornbread. Glory to God, I love to put the onions in there and the cha-cha and all the good stuff. And we walked in and I said, I just want a bowl of beans. They said, do you want a small one? I said, I want the biggest one that's made. Come on, church. Glory to God. So I was in there just having a time, just sharing my faith, reaching people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm here to tell you this morning, church, every opportunity we get, we should give. Come on, church. Reach people. Love people. Keep building people up in the things of God, because God is moving by his Spirit. It's not by our might. It's not by our power, but it's by his Spirit. Be a giver. Give what God has given to us, because the Lord is good. Glory to God. I give thanks to him because he is good. His mercy endures forever. I give thanks to him because he's on my side. He will not fail me. He will not forsake me. He will bring me through, and he will do great and mighty things for the glory of God. Give God some praise right now. Glory to God. Glory to God. My third point here this morning, God deserves our praise. God deserves our praise. The Bible is filled with commands of giving thanks to God. The Bible even teaches us in Psalms 106 verse 1, praise the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Psalms 107 verse 1 says this, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. The Bible says in Psalms 118 verse 1, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endures forever. The Bible teaches us in Psalms 35, verse 18, we'll give thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Going to God's church, it's a good thing this morning to be a giver. The Bible encourages us to give thanks, to be givers. When I think about the Word of God, we give thanks to God in everything. We give God praise in everything. Glory to God. I thank God that He's still God and He's God all by Himself. I give Him praise this morning because God is working it out. God still works it out on the outside. You say, preacher, how do you know God works it out? Well, there's a scripture found. Glory to God. There's a scripture that's found in 28. It says, all things work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to His purpose. So when you love God, you might be going through something, but there's something about saying, God, I don't always understand, but God, I know one thing. I'm going to give you praise while I'm going through. I'm going to give you glory while I'm going through. I'm going to give you God. I'm going to give you praise and glory because you are God and you are God all by yourself. Church, 28 years ago when I was homeless, when everybody said I'll never be anything but an alcoholic, when they said I'll never be anything but a drug addict, and when they pointed a finger with me, but it was somebody like a minister like Teen Challenge, a minister like First Assembly that reached down and wrapped them loving arms around me and say, Psalms 34 verse 8 says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Come on, church. Glory to God. If you get a taste of that, you will never be the same. Come on, church. If you get a taste of that, you will never be the same. Glory to God. Changed my life, and now I'm a giver. Come on, church. Glory to God. Be a giver. Be a giver. Jesus died for our sins. Be a giver. He rose from the dead. He died in our place. Paid the penalty for our sins. Glory to God. He rose from the dead to give us victory this morning. Glory to God. Be thankful unto the God. Glory to God, which gives us victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God alone deserves the praise because your deepest darkness sin is forgiven. Glory to God. Your chains are broken and you are free this morning by the blood of Jesus Christ. Are you free this morning? One, two, three. Come on, church. Oh, you're free. Come on, if you're free, let me see you give God some praise right now. Glory to God. Glory to God. Are we free? Be a giver. Glory to God. We cannot adequately praise God, worship God without being thankful this morning. Be thankful Jesus died for our sins. Be thankful that God loves, His love endures forever. Be thankful we are new and God is working in our lives. Be thankful God woke us up this morning. Glory to God. Be thankful that God hears our prayers. Be thankful God gives us joy and peace when we face obstacles. Be thankful that God is faithful. Be thankful that God has provided for us. Be thankful that my God shall supply all my need according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. God has met our needs. Glory to God. God provides. He blesses us like never before. And when we stand on the Word of God, I love this. As Pastor West been teaching, he's been sharing the Word of God. What a great pastor we have, a great man of God that preaches the Word of God, teaches the Word of God. Glory to God. Great man of God. Glory to God. But when he teaches on tithing and glory to God, and I think about the Word of God and I think about Scripture. You know what the Bible says in Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 through 11? It said, will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein you have robbed me, in tithes and offering, you are cursed with a curse. You have robbed me, even the whole nation. Bring in all your tithes into the storehouse, and there may be meat in my house, and prove me now not herewith, said the Lord of hosts. I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. There shall not be room enough to receive it. I don't know about you, church, but I want that blessing over my life. Come on, church. I want everything God has for me. Glory to God. I want to be faithful to the things of God. And church, I got good news for you. The Bible says in Psalms 24, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell in. For he that founded upon the seas and established upon the floods. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10, honor the Lord with thy substance, with thy first fruit and all thy increase, so that thy barns be filled with plenty and thy presence shall burst out with new wine. Glory to God. Why should we give this morning? Why should we give unto God? It's a good thing to give unto God. It's a good thing to stand on the word of God. And the Bible says what Jesus said these words in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. It said, lay up not for yourselves treasures upon earth where moth and rust does corrupt, but what thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven where neither nor moth nor rust nor corrupt. Go to God where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I want to ask you a question this morning. How many have a heart for the things of God? How many have a heart to reach people? How many got a heart to change the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ? Glory to God. Glory to God. In church, I have good news for you. We're going to stand on the word of God. We're not only going to be givers, but I want to be a cheerful giver. I want to be cheerful. I want to still have the joy. And the Bible says in Luke chapter 6, verse 38, it say, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that you met with all, it shall be measured unto you again. Church, I have good news this morning. In the day, God has his hand on you, and he will not fail you. He will bring you through by the power of God. My God is perfect. My God is personal, and my God deserves the praise this morning. How many know when the praises go up, the glory comes down? Somebody ought to help me in this house. Come on, church. I'm going to praise him because I'm able to give. Woo! When you praise him, he will bless you like never before. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's too early for all that. Let me say this. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. If First Assemblies bless you in ministry, Pastor Westman preaching the word, teaching the word, great teachers, great elders, great Sunday school teachers. If this church has blessed you, let's give today for to be a blessing back to the church from our heart. Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. Let's be a blessing and let's give this morning. Will you give God some praise right now?